London didn't have this wonderful view, did it?
Ella's eyes darted to the narrow sliver of sea visible at the end of Cuttlebone Lane. They had only been in Codsbottom for 2 days, but she was already certain she might die of boredom pretty soon.
Where was the noise and traffic? The interesting people, and Alfie's burger bar. Her Saturday drama club? Boredom was going to get her for sure.
Ella could just feel it.
Any day now, Mum would come in to wake her and find a dried-up, girl-shaped husk in her bed. A shriveled, boredom mummy in panda pajamas. She glanced back at their new home, Minerva Mansions, perched at the top of the lane like a lopsided wedding cake gone soggy in the rain. From Mum's curly-cornered photographs, Ella knew the block of apartments had once been painted a smart, forget-me-not blue, with flower boxes on every window ledge. Now, years of damp and grime have turned it to the colour of an old bruise, and it seemed to have slumped lazily against the building next door. If Holmes could talk, this one would probably be groaning, "Oh, my aching bones!"
"Come on," Mum said, starting off with Wilson again. "We can't dawdle for too long. There are suitcases to unpack. Plus, I promised Miss Jenkins I'd pick up some groceries for her."
"Which neighbour is Miss Jenkins?" asked Ella, hurrying to catch up. "The upstairs lady who shuts at the telly, or the downstairs lady with weird smells coming from under her door?"
"I'm warning you!"
Mum's hard stare powered up into one of her mega glares.
"I just wondered."
"You mustn't make jokes about people."
I wasn't,"
Ella said, holding up her palms like she was surrendering after a crime. "Well, if you must know, Miss Jenkins lives in the flat upstairs.
How did you know she shouts at the television?"
"I heard her last night," Ella mumbled. "She was hollering about something on the news. A proper strop wobbler."
Mum snickered for only a nanosecond, but Ella spotted it and felt herself relax.